Daily Rest, Thursday, March 30th, 2023. The theme this week is What Jesus Taught in Jerusalem. Then the Pharisees went and plotted how they might entangle Jesus in his talk. And they sent to him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are true, and teach the way of God in truth. Nor do you care about anyone, for you do not regard the person of men. Tell us, therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" But Jesus perceived their wickedness. Matthew 22, verses 15 through 18. Taxes. The Pharisees were persistent. Even though every other attempt to catch Jesus failed, they tried again. It would be convenient if Jesus were to speak against paying taxes. They could bring this charge up against him before Pontius Pilate. They sent some of their disciples to butter Jesus up and then ask him a sticky question. They began by doing what the Pharisees couldn't bring themselves to do. They praised Jesus for teaching the way of God in truth. Then they continued, "Tell us, is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" There it was. The bait was on the hook, floating down to the bottom of the pool. Jesus responded, "Show me the tax money. Whose image and inscription is this?" The answer was obvious. Jesus continued, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." Jesus' simple answer, "Yep, pay your taxes to Caesar. Yep, honor God." Jesus did not take their bait. What about today? Should we pay our taxes? It seems they are used to pay for things we don't support. It seems that our tax money is wasted and misused. Is that reason for us to rebel and refuse to pay our taxes? Some may say so, but Jesus is not one of them. The answer that he gave to the Pharisees rings true still today. Pay your taxes. Yes, and vote your conscience, and pray for our leaders. But above all, be persistent in following Jesus' word. Lord of the nations, thus to thee our country we commend. Be thou her refuge and her trust, her everlasting friend. The Lutheran Hymnal 578, verse 5. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the CLC, located in Spokane Valley, Washington. Our website is gethsemaneclc.org.